We got that Down on the Farm series we're doing again this summer, trying to get a little sense of what's going on in the minor league system with some of the top prospects for the Chicago White Sox, the Chicago Cubs, and the Milwaukee Brewers. Actually, last week we had three AAA guys on with us, the AAA affiliates of all three of those teams. Today, Kurt Bloom's joining us. Kurt's a longtime voice, the Birmingham Barons, the White Sox AA's team, and we're very happy to have him back. Kurt, how you doing this morning?
Great, thank you. Excellent. We had a day game yesterday in Montgomery, so I actually had a rare night off with my family.
Wow.
And then today is a complete off day, which is great, and then we'll go at it again. The Barons and the Chattanooga Lookouts, and if you're not at that series, then you're not watching minor league baseball. That's coming up Wednesday.
Well, I feel guilty now for making you get up in the morning and talk to us on your day off.
And you should.
Oh.
I'll remember this later on. Don't
okay,
worry about
there's
that.
Payback coming, right?
No. And you know what they say about payback.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I can't say it on the air, according to Paul.
Well, Randy's been swearing all morning, Kurt, so why stop
well,
now?
Promo.
Yeah,
promo.
Right. Right?
And I know where my mind goes, so yeah, it's off to a good start.
Let's talk a little bit about the Barons. How are they looking so far this early season?
Well, I've thought about it before you even asked, obviously, because I knew that's where we were going. You know, why else would we do this? But I'm trying to stay as positive as possible. There's so many prospects and so many good young players on this team, but at the end of the day, I guess you still get measured by your results, and the results aren't there yet. It's a team that is struggling cohesively as a unit in terms of offense, and the defense has been okay, and the pitching has been fine enough to win games. But you're talking about a bunch of young studs. From Blake Rutherford, Laz Rivera at short, Gavin Sheets at first, and it goes on. Mike Rodolfo. These are all young, very talented. And when you look at all the publications, the pipelines, and the Baseball America and all that, these are all top 15 guys. But as a unit, collectively, they're learning that this is a different level, a tougher level. There's different pitching patterns. And as I talk to my mouthpiece for all of this is Gavin Sheets, the first baseman, a wonderful guy who had a really solid year last year. He's probably the Sox first baseman of the future. And he says, besides the speed of game and the change of everything, he goes, he used the old line about hitting being contagious. Mm-hmm. And he goes, at some point, we're going to go on a streak where we're going to win 15 out of 20 and we're going to score a lot of runs. Well, it hasn't happened yet. Hasn't come close to that. And we have some batting averages right now that are, quite frankly, disappointing. It is early. They have plenty of time to do something about that. And I think it's a test for people who have yet to fail. Gavin Sheets has never not produced, and Blake Rutherford has never not hit the ball. So you know, those are two guys. Laz Rivera is a 300 hitter in his career. So these guys are experiencing for the first time in their young pro careers, they're experiencing, I don't want to use the word failure, but they're not experiencing the success that they're used to. And there's something to be learned and something good that does and hopefully does come out of that.
Hey, Kurt, talk a little bit more about Blake Rutherford, because he's the guy that came from the Yankees trade, mm-hmm. projected potentially as the future right fielder. And I haven't heard a lot about him since he came to the White Sox. I mean, you know, Jimenez and, you know, we talked about Luis Robert and all these other guys. And it seems like Rutherford hasn't been mentioned as much. Talk about how he has progressed and what you do see his future being with this organization.
I do see a skill set, and I was lucky enough to go to spring training, rather. And I do see why, especially at his age and his size, why you make a trade, why you do get drafted. But you make a great point. You say you haven't heard a lot. Well, you hear when guys are producing and putting up big numbers. Eloy put up big numbers wherever he was. Luis Robert right now, 3 weeks into the season, is probably the best minor league ball player there is. You know, now that Vladdy Guerrero is up in the big leagues. So you have to produce. You have to put up numbers. And in the case of Rutherford, a very slow start with the Barons, a guy that is, at the moment, they're waiting for him to have that big breakout monster year at this level, 15, 20, 25 home runs, whatever, driving a lot of runs and all that. Right now, he's going to come, he's going to blossom later on because he's only 21. And to his credit, with the amount of lack, let me try this again in a kind way, with a lack of success right now, you just have to look at his numbers. Just look right at the numbers. He at least is not a helmet thrower, a bat breaker, or, you know, blaming or taking it out on anybody else. He understands. He's very young. He's very intelligent. Yeah, how do you project? Do you guys remember, and it's ironic we're doing this because Ryan Sweeney is from your part of the country. Ryan Sweeney was built like Rutherford, reminds me of him, didn't have power but was always a good hitter. And at the end, Sweeney had a pretty good, not a great, but a fairly good career with the Cubs and the Athletics and made some money and hung around a little bit. And right now, Rutherford, that's what he reminds me of. Being left-handed, being young like Sweeney, a high school guy like Sweeney, I think that's right now a fair comparison. I know the White Sox want him to hit for power, and right now at his age and his build, that's not his game. So I think they work on getting him a little lift in his swing, a little loft, and see if that will help. But we also do our ballpark's a big ballpark, not easy to get the ball out. His two home runs, Blake's two home runs have both been on the road.
We're talking with Kurt Bloom, the voice of the Birmingham Barons, the Chicago White Sox Class AA team. Kurt, one thing I'm looking at when I looked at a little bit of research in terms of I went by MLB and their ranking of the top prospects, and you mentioned a lot of these names: Luis Alexander Basabe, if I pronounce that right. Blake yep. Rutherford, Luis Gonzalez, Laz Rivera, Gavin Sheets. Those guys are all in the top 18 based on the MLB's ranking of the prospects for the Chicago White Sox. Then I look at the statistics for Brent Birmingham, which we've just been done talking about, and those guys are among the bottom five. The best of them is hitting .216. On the reverse, though, and again, these are young guys learning, as you said, that they might – it's just experiencing the negative part of the game or the learning part of the game and a lack of success, which they're going to learn from as well. On the reverse side, though, we've got names that maybe fans have never heard of, like Yermin Mercedes and Alfredo Gonzalez, a pair of catchers. Joel Booker, these guys are hitting .442, .351, .345. So I guess on the reverse side, are these guys that are prospects? Are these guys that are just hot and really should still focus on, quote, the prospects?
Good question. And you, the one name is Joel Booker, who recently, 2 days ago, got promoted up to AAA. And with the I talked about it on the radio often, with pedigree and the blueprint of all the other big-name outfielders, and you start with Eloy, and then you go over to Luis Robert and Mike Rodolfo, who is still battling the elbow injury. So he can play offense, but he can't play the outfield. Then you got Rutherford, a number one pick, Basabe, who hit that monstrous home run last year in the Futures game. And then you're wondering, where the heck is Booker in all this? Well, of all the guys I mentioned, Booker is clearly, in my mind, the fastest. Booker has readjusted his swing to understand that he, again, is not a power guy. So he had gotten off to an amazing start with the Barons. He would be a higher prospect rated in other organizations that lack outfield depth. I think that's the easiest way to put it. Yermin Mercedes and Alfredo Gonzalez, they're two veteran catchers who – and I've seen so many. If you look at a big league roster right now, a guy, one of my favorite names, and just a guy that I saw for years in the Southern League, Jesus Sucre. You're like, who the heck is that? Well, the guy's starting every day now in the big leagues. There's a chance that Mercedes can't get the guy out. Another three-hit game, and Alfredo Gonzalez was putting it together. We just 2 days ago watched him go up to AAA. So those guys are figuring out at that catching position, you can never have enough, as you know. Guys go down. You know, guys that can hit. So I think your point is when some of the names and the studs are not producing, the fun part is to find out the other guys who are. And you're absolutely right. You targeted it and you found other guys that are right. Now, I will tell you this. The other named guys, Sheets, Rivera, Roman, Adolfo, Rutherford, Basabe just joined us. All of those guys right now are confirming what my belief is. This is my 31st year in baseball. And I knew this early on, and I'll say it again. The toughest jump in all of baseball is from single A to double A. It's not double A to trips. It's not double A to the big leagues. It's not triple A to the big leagues. But from single A to double A, and these guys right now, you make a poster. And you would say, here, every one of those guys we talked about and you rolled off, they're all 290 to 310 hitters. But they're not hitting anywhere near that right now, not even close, with no power. No batting average with guys on base. So it's been a 3-week struggle. I stress, it doesn't mean they can't. It's translation, they haven't yet. That's a better way of putting it.
Hey, Kurt, you talked about Luis Robert earlier, and then you talked about the move from single A to double A. With that being said, what do you think is best for him? How long should he stay in single A? Is his next move double A, or do you think they would move him up higher?
Well, I've been reading a lot of stuff about it as well. And I know the White Sox philosophy, Rick Hahn at the big league level, Chris Getz at the minor league level, they really, really want kids to dominate. When I first got into baseball in the late 80s, early 90s, the people that I worked for, they had the same philosophy of, we want to keep guys at a level where they can dominate the entire year and not worry about a slump, not worry about going up and then trying to replicate that kind of success. However, if you go back to the propaganda and all the stuff that was said about Eloy last year, there comes a point where you can just do no more. And when Eloy was promoted out of Birmingham to Charlotte, he had maxed out, which means it was not even there was no challenge for him. And what I've read recently and what everybody else read, Luis Robert is getting very, very close. And I think to answer that properly, the goal was to get him through June, probably through the All-Star break in the Carolina League, and then immediately bring him up. But he has done so super well, so efficient down there, that he is pushing that envelope. But here's the problem. Here is it's the happy problem. It's a great problem. Where does he fit? Do you tell the 21-year-old Rutherford, a former first-round pick and a guy you've invested in, outfielder Luis Gonzalez, who had the best spring training of any guy that we mentioned and is really although his numbers aren't indicating it yet, but he's making the quickest adjustment. He's got a skill set that's already built in. And then we had Booker in left, and now you got Luis Misabe. So I think White Sox are carefully crafting a game plan that says, this is the happiest problem we've ever had, but we just don't want to deal with it right now. Let's just let this kid dominate. Although to answer the question and finish it, he's pushing the envelope closer and closer and closer. I always have this joke about when we get ready for a road trip. Now, we just got home, okay? But I always say beware of the road trip, because usually that's when you see a change. We just came back from a road trip. We'll be home for 5 with an off day today. So perhaps we'll see what happens. We have a 10-game road trip coming up in Tennessee. If he continues to mash and one of the other guys does not, you might be forced to make a change. And I hope that answers your question, because it's a wonderful question. And more importantly, for Chris Getz and Doug Sisson and Rick Hahn, it's the kind of problem that they can't wait to have. They want more of those problems. What are you going to do at third base? What are you going to do at first base? What are you going to do at second base? The more that you have that problem, the better your farm system is. And so it's coming to reality with Robert hitting 400 and 8-9 home runs and pushing it further and quicker than they thought that it was possible. Eloy did it in double A, and Robert is doing it now in single A.
Kurt, we're running out of time, but I do want to ask one more question of you, and I'd be remiss not to talk about the pitching. I look at the top prospects, and Jimmy Lambert's the highest one that's rated in the prospect listing that's on the Birmingham Barons and is doing quite well as a starter. He's got a 2.93 ERA, and the numbers I like to look at is strikeout to walk. I think that's the one where you measure the growth of these pitchers at all levels. And he's got 33 strikeouts in 27-plus innings and only 8 walks. So, I mean, it seems like he's really following the pattern of climbing the ladder.
He is, and the scary thing is that he has not matched where he was last year. He gave 5 sensational starts at the end of last year. that were thoroughly dominating. He has gone most of his starts this year without, not both of his breaking balls, but either one or the other. And when Jimmy is on, and what we saw last July, August, before he tweaked an oblique, he's got all four pitchers, and they are wipeout pitches. He hasn't had all of them yet in one outing, which is kind of scary to be that good and have those numbers. Now, I can't do an interview without talking about one of my favorite guys in baseball, is Bernardo Flores, the left-hander, who is not, obviously, you can see by the record, not getting run support, but he throws seven innings every game out. He is a tremendous competitor. He's a left-hander. And a guy that will absolutely pitch in the big leagues. He's got a great work ethic, pedigree. Went to USC, and is just really an incredible. When all the other hard throwing right-handers, if they miss their command and if they get injured like Michael Kopech, you got Bernardo Flores sitting there waiting for an opportunity, and I think he'll be ready for it when that comes. That opportunity tomorrow or next week? Not really. You know, put together some more good, solid starts in Double A, and then probably, you know, chance to move up Triple A at some point, and get, you know, if you fall in the right spot in the rotation, you might wind up in the big leagues.
All right, that's Kurt Bloom, the voice of the Birmingham Barons, a Class Double A affiliate of the Chicago White Sox. Kurt, thank you so much for coming joining us, especially on your day off. So hopefully you can go back and have a nice, restful day before you get back in action tomorrow.
Well, it's my pleasure. You know, I joke about it all the time, but I love talking baseball. I love talking about my craft. Anytime I can help you, and I appreciate the interest in your station and covering the minor league aspect of the three local teams. So thanks for having me. Anytime I can be of assistance, I'm only at the other end of the line. Okay?
Sounds good. Thank you, Kurt. All right.
You're welcome.
Take care. That was Kurt Bloom with the Birmingham Barons. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk with Josh Morgan, a little PGA, maybe a little NFL too with Josh. So stick around. News and weather, and then you'll come back to Randy and Company on Sports Fan Radio 1330.